Hello, and thank you for listening. My name's Gillian, and I'm a complementary therapist who lives and works in North Ayrshire. Up until recently, my weekly routine consisted of a lot of massage, reflexology, aromatherapy, Indian head massage, and hot stone therapy. And then maybe once every few months, I would arrange a workshop for people in the local area. These were based around mindfulness and maybe aromatherapy. I'm also will lead a well-being advisor. So I help people to find the right skincare products and homeopathic medicines for them. Obviously, with recent events, my life has changed somewhat. Now I am, again, a stay-at-home mum, trying to wrap my head around homeschooling. And I've got to be completely honest and say that the last few weeks have been hard. And although I feel like the initial shock and adrenaline has passed, I think, like many people, I still am riding a bit of a roller coaster, where some days I'm quite happy to be in my house, I'm quite happy to be with my family, and just be in our own little safe bubble. And then you have other days where it just all feels a bit weird and you want life to return to normal. So on Facebook, I have a closed group that was or is for people that are interested in mindfulness and meditation. But I think as the world has decided to come online, it's becoming increasingly difficult for me to post things. I'm recording different exercises and then spending an hour or two trying to post them and not actually getting anywhere. So I thought that I would look into alternatives, different ways that I can continue to record sort of mindfulness meditation practices, but hopefully find something a little bit easier. And I've got to say that really the whole idea of recording myself and there being a video of me doing mindfulness never really sat very well. You should be sitting or lying with your eyes closed anyway. You don't need to see my face. So I suppose the logical next step is recordings and podcasts and podcasts. It's something that I've sort of fallen into over the last few months. Up until recently, I wouldn't have said I had a lot of time to listen to them. But I think actually now as they've started to filter into my everyday life, I think when things go back to normal, I'll be sticking in with the podcast. I am enjoying them. So I thought, I would join in and see if I could do one as well. So that's really a little bit about me. What else do I want to tell you? So I'm a complementary therapist, I've told you that. I have been studying aromatherapy and meditation since 2007, 2008. I was working and living in London. I was a full-time rehabilitation officer for people who are visually impaired. I was very aware that I was living in a really busy city and that I needed to take care of my physical health and my mental health. And so I went to night school at Barking College, and I did courses in meditation and aromatherapy and Spanish actually as well, but We'll not get into that just now. it's been a long standing love. Both of these things have been a long standing love of mine, so I'm hoping that in the coming weeks and months I can record little mindfulness meditation practices just to try and keep everybody grounded and bring yourself back to the present. I think that's one thing that I've noticed, you know, it's fueled a lot of anxiety, everything that's going on in the news, and I suppose even the act of watching the news, it seems to have fueled a lot of anxiety in a lot of people, and including myself. I think initially in the first couple of weeks, I was trying to keep on top of the news and, you know, watching it several times a day, and it really didn't do me any good at all. I think the other thing that's happened in recent weeks is this pandemic and being stuck, for want of a better word, being stuck at home. It has forced us to kind of take stock of ourselves. So, you know, when you remove all your normal daily living, it's time to sort of think about yourself and how you look after yourself. And I think for people who tend to keep very busy rather than having to think about things too much, that this must be a real shock to the system. So for all of us overthinkers and busy people, we've suddenly now got some additional time in our hands. I want to try and help you to stay present in the moment, to give yourself a little break, really. And if we can also discuss maybe some different ways that you can pamper yourself, take care of yourself, focus a little bit more on your self-care, then I think this would be a great time to do that as well. So, yeah. Without further ado, I think that's everything that I wanted to cover in my little introduction. So, the next recording that I will post will be a sort of morning grounding exercise that you can do. I'm also going to do some sort of self-compassion exercises. And we'll probably do some body scans and exercises that will be a little bit more appropriate for evening time to try and help you to unwind and settle the mind. Okay, well, I hope you enjoy what's to come, and please leave me a comment and let me know, or if you have any suggestions as to any other types of exercises or sort of content that you would maybe like me to share, and I'm sure it'll grow and evolve as we carry on. Thanks for listening. Bye.